Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shir by Rabbi Aaron Sorcher. Maseches Zvachim is dedicated to Le'ilu Nishmas Rabbi Chil Michel ben Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Karfunkel.
We're learning Maseches Zvachim Nefayim Beis. We start from the middle of Nefayim Beis and Aleph. The Gemara asks the Kashiv and the Vatlu Beruba. The Gemara is going on the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Kol HaZvachim Shinesarva Bechataysa Meseysa B'Sharen Niskal Afilu Be'achas Beruba Yamusu Kulon. That if you have 10,000 karbonis and the Chatas HaMesa or a Shar Niskel gets mixed into them, you have to kill all of them. And the Gemara says, Kasha, why don't you say the din of Bitul Berayiv? And the Gemara goes to the Teretz. The first Teretz the Gemara gives on this plot is that it's a Davash Beminyan. The Gemara goes into what the Gedder of Davash Beminyan is. Is a Kol Shadar Kelimanis, anything which is usually done with a Minyan, that's also called a Davash Beminyan, and it's not Batul. Or is it Es Shadar Kelimanis, it's something which is exclusively done with a Minyan. And a Shar is not always sold with a Minyan. Sometimes it's sold Ba'imid as a herd, without a specific Minyan. So that was the question, if that rule of Davash Beminyan Lay Batul, is it Kol Shadar Kelimanis, anything which is usually counted, usually sold in a specific count, or is it Eshadar Kalamanis, only things which are exclusively sold the civic count, and then it wouldn't apply to Shar? And the Gemara goes on to the next plot, and has another teretz that it's Balechayim aren't Batul. But I want to speak a little bit about Rikos, about Bechlal, the Inyan of Bitul Berayiv. What is this din of Bitul Berayiv that the Gemara asks for Levat Le Meruba? Rashi says, Levat Le Meruba is because it says, Achrei Rabam Lahatis. Rashi also says that in Chulin Daf Tzadikas and in Beya Daf Gimel, when the Gemara mentions Bitul Berayiv, Rashi always says you learn that from Acher Rabam Lahatis. Then there's no Klor Gemara that I know of that says the din of Acher Rabam Lahatis Lagabe Bitul Berayiv. There is a Gemara in Chulin Daf Tes which says the din of Acher Rabam Lahatis Lagabe Haloich Acher Rayiv, Lagabe called the Parish Meruba Parish. But Ben Misat two dinim. We have a din of called the parish Meruba parish. What din is a din that the roiv is mevar the suffik. You have teisha chanuyas that are selling basa shchuta and one selling basa nevela, and you find meat in the streets. There the din is, you go basa roiv, and you say the meat is kosher. Not because of bittel, there's no teruvis, we only have one piece of meat that we're mesupik about, but we have a beer. Since roiv of the stores are kosher, so we say that this meat is from a kosher store. It's a beer. There we have the din of, that's what the Gemara learns out in Chulin from Acher Rabam Lahatis. They have Ruben de Issa come on like the case of Teisha Chanuyas, and Ruben de Lessa come on like a case by Trafis. Then how do you know a behema? It's kasha, maybe it's Traf, because Rav Behemas Aksheris, we didn't count them, but that's a Svara, Teva, that Rav Behemas Aksheris, it could be Seimach on the Rav. Also, the Rav is Mavar, that this behema is a behema Aksheira. And then we have the case of Teruvis. If Issa gets mixed into Heter, where do you find the din of Bitul Berayiv? Now by Teruvis, you have two cases of Teruvis. The Rishayim call them Lach Balach, where the site of Lach Balach means wet and wet, which what does that mean? Two liquids that are mavar, that is Arif. Or even cases of solid which becomes completely absorbed. Becomes Nivlal and Nivla in the other, food. So you have a mixture of a little Isser and mostly Heter. And Lach Balach means that the Isser is absorbed entirely into the Heter. You're allowed to eat the whole thing. That's a din of Bitul Berayiv. Now, there's by Lach Balach, there's an issue that if you could taste the Isser of Nais and Tam, and the Tam is not Batul, that could be in the din of Tam Ke'ikr. Or could be even without the din of Tam Ke'ikr, if you could taste the Isser, it's not Batul. You can't be Mayach so much about that. But when it's Min B'minai, if you hold that Min B'minai could be Batul, there is a Tana that holds Min B'minai Lay Batul. If it's the same Min, it's not Batul. But if you hold Min B'minai could be Batul. So that means there Isa, it's Batul B'raiv. There is a din Min Rabbanan, you need Shishim. We'll get to that a little bit later in the shir. But that's the case of Teruvah's Lach Balach, which is a physical mixture. There's an actual mixture. You have one piece of food here, which has a treif ingredient, which has an ingredient that's Aser, and the ingredient is completely mixed in the entire Teruvah's, and we say that the whole thing is mutter al bittul b'raiv. But that's a different din than a loichach raiv. We have one piece, and the raiv is mevayer that this piece is mutter. Here, no, the isser is aser, and the heter is heter. But since raiv of it is mutter, and a mi it is aser, you light eat the whole thing. The isser becomes nizbatel, it becomes nullified. It's ki'ilu, there's no isser here, and you light eat the whole thing. And that's klar, that type of bittul b'raiv is klar that you say it is, that the isser is nullified, it's batel, it's like paka, the shame isser, you go bust a raiv, and you're allowed to eat the whole thing. In Ag Gemara, it's the case of bittul, which Rishonim call bittul yavesh b'yavesh. And what they mean by yavesh b'yavesh, when they're both dry, that means that it didn't become absorbed together. There's no physical mixture. Here, each ox is standing on its own. They're not physically mixed. It's called a teruv, it's called a mixture, so we don't know which one is the carbon, and which one is the shar nisko, which one is the chatas amesiv. So we don't know which one. That's why it's called teruvis. So there's a shaila we're going to speak soon in the shir. Does its teruvis of yavish b'yavish have the same din of lach b'lach, and it has a din that is batel b'raiv, that it all becomes mutter, issa becomes paka? Or the bittul b'raiv that applies to yavish b'yavish is already similar to the din of haloicha acharoiv, to the din of kol deparish u'aparish, where the roiv will be mevar on each shar, that each shar you'll say, I have a reason, I have a bir to say that it's a carbon, because roiv will tell me that it's a carbon. And we'll speak about that soon. But first, there's a shtickle from the Grach al Hashas, and also the Reb Shimon in Shari Yesher, Shari Gimel, Perek Dalet, was Mamish says exact same shtickle as Reb Chaim, to answer a kasha, which is really the Prima Gadim's kasha. The Prima Gadim in the Psicha, the Teruvis, Chelek Aleph, Perek Aleph, mentions that where do we know these two dinim from? Acher al-Mahatis would seem to say that Roiv is a bir, when you have a Sanhedrin, and Roiv paskins one way, and Amid paskins the other way. So we have a bir, Mestamid, Allah is like the Roiv, because that's the Roiv. The Roiv would tell you that Allah is like the Roiv, Mestamid, the Roiv are right. So that's a bir. But where would you know the din of Bittul b'Roiv from Acher al-Mahatis? How would you know both dinim? So the Grach al-Hashas, it's in the beginning of the third parak above a kama, the Sefer Grach al-Hashas, and Reb Shimon Shkab in Shari Yesher, Shari Gimel, Parak Dalin, they both say the same teretz, that by Sanhedrin you need two dinim. First of all, you have to know that the din is right. If the din is wrong, it's not a psak. A psak is if it's right. Right people say one way, but me it says the other way. So how do you know the right is right? Maybe the mean is right. So there's a halacha. Halacha ha-raiv, we never on the raiv is right. So that's a similar halacha, that when Roiv stores a kasher and a meat a treif, so the halacha of Roiv tells you it comes from the kasher store. So we know the din, that halacha ha-raiv, that Roiv is mevar the suffix, and if Roiv tells you a certain way, even though there's a chance of meat the other way, we go bus the Roiv and we nem on the way the Roiv is saying it, that we know from the fact that when Sanhedrin argues, and Roiv says one way, Roiv says Chayiv, and Miyat says Pater, so we pask in Chayiv, why? Maybe the Miyat's right? Because Roiv tells you the Roiv is right. So that teaches the halacha of Roiv, that Roiv is a bir. But now there's another issue. Besides for being right, there has to be a psak. Especially Lagabe Misa, or Lagabe Knas. With it, it's not enough to be Mevar the din. You need a kayach of bezin to paskin a psak miso, a psak of knas. And could be even by mammon. There's a kayach of a psak bezdin. So there you need a certain amount of dayanim. So how do you have, by mammon is 3 dayanim, or by nefash is 23 dayanim? If some of the dayanim are saying not that way, so you don't have a psak from 3 dayanim. 2 dayanim said chayiv, 1 dayan said pater. So you don't have a psak of 3 dayanim, you only have 2 dayanim saying chayiv. Well, 13 dayanim are saying he's chayiv misa, and 10 dayanim are saying he's pater from misa. So we don't have a psak of 23 dayanim, we only have 13 dayanim. So there is an inyan of bittul b'raiv, where the dayanim that say that it's pater, a bittul, their daya is is batal v'roiv, it's considered that we have the whole Bezdin saying chayiv. So mevela the psak could be. So that's how we know both dinim from acharav lahatis. Because acharav lahatis, we see from the Sanhedrin that there's a bir of roiv. And we also see from the Sanhedrin that there's an inyan of bittul b'roiv, that the dayanim who are saying potter are batal to the dayanim that are saying chay. This is the shtickle from Reb Chaim and Reb Shimon. But lulei devrayim, I would say a little differently. Befrat, that I don't see really an inyan of bittul b'roiv by Sanhedrin. I saw an agor from Avtali Trub that's written in the Grachal Hashas. L'chay, it's an inyan of rubei kekulai. Bittul b'roiv is when we have a teruvis. We don't know, even the teruvis of Yavish b'Yavish, we don't know which shor is which. But here we know. We know that these dayanim are saying chayiv, and these dayanim are saying potter. So it's not really a din of bittul b'roiv. L'chay, it's like a din kiel like rubei kekulai. That even though you need 23, roiv of 23 has a din of 23. You have a bezin of 23. Whether it's called this bezin paskin or not, if roiv of the bezin paskin, this haste the bezin paskin, because you go boss the roiv. So it's a little bit similar, because I think that by teruvis it's also that way. That the pshat is that since roiv of the teruvis is heter, and in me it's iser, so the pshat is the teruvis goes boss the roiv. Since Rav of Teruvis is Heter, so that means the Teruvis is a Teruvis of Heter. But when the Isser is Nicker, it's not called the Teruvis. Here it's called the Bezdin, even though we know who's saying Chayiv and who's saying Potter. But the Bezdin saying what the Rav is saying, Chayiv. And the Teruvis is saying what the Rav is saying, that it's Mutter. But I think I would say it a little differently. I don't think it's a Mem Letzinu from Dayanim. It's not the Pshat. That as Levi you find by Dayanim, the Torah said, you go Basarayv. So Mem Matzinu by Dayanim, so Meli, you learn to call it Torah Kula. So Meli, that's what these Gedolim are saying, Chaim and Reb Shimon, that the Pshat is, by Dayanim, you find two dinim. You find the din of, that Rav is Mevar the Suffolk. You find the din that Rav is Kavei the dinim on the whole thing, on the whole Bezdin, on the whole Teruvis. But I would say it's not as a Mem Matzinu from Dayanim. It's exerus because of Acher Rabba Mahatis. The Pasuk happened to be talking about Dayanim, but the Gemara is darshening the Pasuk that Acher Rabba Mahatis is called a Terek Kula. Novas. No. Where do you see both dinim? How do you see two dinim in Acher Rabba Mahatis? Say that you go Basarayv and Smavaradin, and say that you go Basarayv, and the Roiv had there is Mavatal the Isser, Mafkiya the Din of the Isser. L'chay, it's two separate dinim. Where do we see both of them from the same Yisayt of Acharam Lahatis? So I would say the Yisayt of Dover is, and this is also the Yisayt of Rubik Kekulai, that the Torah is telling you, you don't have to reckon with the Miyat. I don't have to consider the Miyat. I'm allowed to only look at the Roiv and ignore the Miyat. That is the Yisayt of Acharei Rabam Lahatis. But like we're saying, it's not a Mem Matzinu by Dayanim that we have to find all the applications by Dayanim. It's exerus the cause of Acharam Lahatis. So by Bittul B'Rayv, ignoring the Miyat means that the Miyat is command alessa, and the whole thing is Heter. By Aloich Acharayv, Lamasha by Peshach Anuyas. I always wanted to learn that it's not the Pshat that a Bir of Rayv is Genug a Bir. It's not. A Bir of Rayv doesn't tell me what it is. It's not because of the law of probabilities, because there's too much of a chance the other way. Especially, let's say, there's 1,000 chanuyas, and 501 were selling basa kasher, and 499 were selling treif. It's hard for me to hear b'chlal that there's a bir from the law of probabilities, a bir of reif telling you it's kasher. It's only slightly more likely, but it's bemisit almost as likely to say it's treif. The Torah would allow you to be Seimach on a 51 or 50.01% chance. How about that? The Torah wouldn't even allow you to be Seimach on a 90% chance. Now what's the din of Acharam Lahatis? You don't have to reckon with the Miyat. So since Rav of the stores are kosher, I don't have to think about the stores that sell treif. I don't have to consider them. They don't come into the equation, Bechlal. So as far as I'm concerned, all the stores sell kosher. Because Miyat is command alessa. That's the Xeris, the cost of Acharam Lahatis. So, man, it's one Yisayin. when you have tzadim, when you have a suffik, and roiv tzadim are telling you that it's mutter, and a miyat tzadim are telling you that it's asr, I don't reckon with the miyat tzadim. When I have a taruvis, and roiv in my taruvis is asr, and a miyat is mutter, I don't have to reckon with the, roiv my taruvis is mutter, and a miyat is asr, I don't reckon with the miyat that's asr. I could ignore it. And the same thing, rubik akulai. I'm allowed to ignore the miyat. That's the din of acharam mahatis. Just like chazaka. Chazaka is not a bir. Chazaka says if the matzah was this way till now, the Torah tells you, I don't have to be chayish for a change, even though it's a 50-50 chance. It's a suffik kar of lois, suffik kar of law, if she got to receive the get or not. But she has a cheskes eishesish. She was an eishesish till now, and I don't know that she became ois eishesish. So good. So, I could ignore the possibility that it might have changed. I could go with the chazaka that it didn't. It's the same idea of roiv, that Allah allows you to ignore the miyat and only work with the roiv. That's one din, acharam mahatais. That's what I would say, lulei devrehim. And I want to speak about this more on the next blot by the sugya of kavua. Meiz Hashem. But about the other inyan we were discussing, about teruvis yavish b'yavish, there's a machlekes, the Rosh and the Rashba. The Rosh in Chulin, the seventh perek in Siman Lamed Zayin, he says that when you have the teruvis, even the teruvis of Yavish B'Yavish, which we defined early, it's not a physical mixture, it's just called the teruvis because you don't know which one's the Issa, which one's the Heter. You're allowed to eat all three pieces. You have two pieces of Heter, one piece of Issa, we don't know which one is the Issa, you can eat all three pieces, even with Vasachas. You could eat all three pieces b'mas achas, because the iser became heter. It's mutter, and he says, even if you cook it, and now we know we have tam iser in the whole thing. And normally, when you have iser min b'mina m'derabon and you need shishim, it doesn't matter, because once it became mutter, it can't be that it's mutter and the tam that comes out of it is aser. So it comes an interesting halacha. If you take a piece of nevela, a piece of treifa meat, and you cook it together with potatoes, and it's not batel b'shishim, all the potatoes are aser. If you have three pieces of meat together with the potatoes, two are mutter and one is aser, so of course everything will be aser, because when it's all mixed together, you need shishim to be mevatel it. But if before you cooked it, it was neither the teruvis before. If the pshat is, after you cooked it, you realize there's one piece of treifa meat in it, but it's already cooked, the treifa meat already acid everything. But before you cooked it, you knew about the teruvis. You had a suffix, which one is treifa and which one is kosher. So knowing about the teruvis creates a matzav of teruvis, and that would make bittul. Once it's bittul, now you could cook it together with the potatoes, and it will be mutter, because everything's mutter. The bittul makes it mutter. The only thing is, it doesn't really make it mutter, because the Rosh explains that there is a concept of chayza v'neir. If afterwards, more treif and meat gets mixed in, to the point that now you have reiv treif, we don't say, kama kama bittul, that's a sugyan of a desar, but we don't say, kama kama bittul, once you have reiv treif, so now it becomes reiv, because the issa was always aser. But Kozman, it was a miyat, like we explained earlier. You don't have to reckon with the Yisr. It's as if it's not there. It's as if it's totally mutter. But it's still treif. Nafkamina, if now you add more treif to it, now you have reif treif. So mela, now it becomes aser. But otherwise, even if you cook it together, and now it becomes nivla on the whole teruvis, once it became mutter ade bitl chad betrei, it's mutter. That's a sheet of Sarash. The Rajman Teres Abayis, it's in Bayis Dalit Shar Aleph, Daf Yedzayim and the Daf Yasefer. He holds not that way. He holds that you can only eat them one at a time. You can't eat them b'vasachas. Each one you're eating, you're going to say, this is the one that's not Asr. But when you eat them b'vasachas, you're vada eating an Isr, that you're not allowed to do. And then it's in there three shittas. We have the Rosh Hashita, that you can eat them all b'vasachas. You have the Rashba sheet that by bittul of yavesh b'yavesh, you can only eat them b'zachazeh. But one person can eat them b'zachazeh, because each one he eats, you could say it's not the Isser. when it gets to the last one, you could also say it's not the Isser. Right? He ate the Isser. But each one is okay to eat because each one is not the Isser. You have Tosis in Chulin Daf Kuf that declares that maybe one person can eat all of them. One person can eat most of them, but you can't have one person doing a Vad the Isser. You can have two people eating them. And this is all brought in the Beis Yosef and Simon Kuf tests. And in the Shulchan Aruch, he brings a sheet of Tosis that one person can eat all of them. He can only eat most of them, but he has to save at least one. He can't do a Vade Isser. And he brings a sheet of Sirashba that one person can eat all of them Bezeach Hazeh. Does not bring the sheet of Sirash, he can eat them all Bevasachas. Al Kopanim, that's the Machlekes Rishonim. So a lot of later Achreinim, Gedolei Rashi Yeshivas learn that the Machlekes is in the Yisoid of what the Issa Bittel of Yavish B'Yavish is. Like we said, we have lach balach when there's a physical teruvis, and the isser is nispashin into the entire heter. That clearly, the bittel is that we don't reckon with the isser becomes as if it's mutter. We have the case of aloich acharoif, teishach anuyis. That clearly is the pshat, that we nemon, that it's a kasher, because you don't have any treif, you don't have any aroif of kasher and a meal of treif, you have one piece that you're mesupik about. We nemon al piroif, it's a kasher. In the Shaila, what is Bittul Yavish B'Yavish? Is Bittul Yavish B'Yavish the same as Bittul Vlach B'Lach? It's not a physical teruvis, it's a conceptual teruvis. Each piece is separate, but we consider it mixed. It's one big mixture because it's a mesupik. We don't know what the status of the different pieces are. So that's also called the teruvis. And Mamel, there also we say that the Isser becomes Nepach to be Mutter. That's a Shita Sarash. Hashenkin, the Shita Sarashma, that the sight of the bittul is that we neman, it's like a leichach roiv, we neman that each one, the roiv is mevar to us that it's mutter. The bira grows mashman that way in Simon Kuftes. Rabaron, and Mishas Rabaron, and Simon Zion points this out. And the Mishas Rabaron learns that way. Rabaron Kotler, also the Torah's run in Shumas Perakei Mishnevav, says this pshat, and he brings it from the Briskerov. And also the Divrei Yecheskel, Derech Agav, he mentions this in Simon Tezvav, Oishchav Gimel. Now the Tarius is drawn, and the Divrei Yecheskel read Oish. So why do we need the Din of Bittul B'Rav? Why is it saving a Vatle Beruba? If the Yisrael is that the Rav is being Mavar, why is the Gemara use a Lashon of Bittul B'Yavish B'Yavish? Bishleim Lefi the Rosh, it's Nepach to be Mutter is good. But if it's a din of a leichach, a rev, the rev is mevayr, why does it say lashon abittel? So he says from the Brisker Rav that the reason is because al saloichach a rev alone, you would say kol kavua kamech sal mechsa. Since you have all the pieces lefaneinu, and one of them is asher, that's called kavua. We'll get into this in the next blot. But the Rishonim explain that the reason why it's not kavua, at least some Rishonim say this clearly, is because since you don't know which is asher, which is mutter, so mamele, you say bittul. The bittul b'rayiv tells you that's not kavua. But the bittul b'rayiv, b'yavish, can't be mahapachet to be mutter, because there's no physical teruvis. All it could say is, the bittul b'rayiv says, I don't have a din kavua here. Without bittul b'rayiv, I would say it's kavua. And with bittul b'rayiv, it's not kavua. But I have to go tzu with rayiv being levar. And therefore, if you eat it all b'vas achas, so you're vade doing an isser. So vade wouldn't work. Now, one thing is very shver with this pshat, the Yad Yehuda, one of the Gedolei HaPoskim, mentions this problem in Simon Kuftes and Bi'ar Kotzer Sifkat and Ches, that l'chayra, you can't say roiv is mevar to say that every single piece is mutter, even if you can eat them b'zeh chazeh, because you're going to do a vada yisr. So you couldn't say being over a vada yisr deraisa. You can't, there can't be such a psak that each piece is mutter, because each piece I say comes from the roiv, if that psak is going to end up that you're going to do a vada isa deraisa. Not chayach such a thing, tainet there. You find even lamashal by safek derabanan lakula, if it's going to end up to be a stira, and the safek derabanan lakula will be matter two things, and in the end you'll be over a vada derabanan, so mele we say both are asa, because we can't say both are mutter, because one of them's asar. So mele, we have to say both are asar. Because you can't say just one's mutter arbitrarily. Even Tyson in Chulin Daf Kuf, that says one person can't eat all of it is also bissel shver. Arbitrarily, you could decide that you want to eat this as long as you don't do a vada yisr. It comes at a stirim sack. You're telling me this is mutter and this is mutter and this is mutter and they can't all be mutter. So male, they have to be all aser. It's a shtarka shaylo. Now Rav Aaron and Mishas Rav Aaron and Chulin Simon Zion, he says he is saying that once you have a din on each one, that it becomes mutter because you neman that it's mutter, then already you could say that the one that's aser taka becomes mutter, it's a din of bittul. But it has to start with the din that each one becomes mutter because you mevar that it's mutter. It's a shver svar bissel, had to be maimik in it. Not reading ice the entire thing. But he wants to put it a little bit together, that avadah starts with the fact that each one you could be mevar and say that it's mutter, and that makes that the issataka becomes nepech to be mutter. Rav Shimon Shkop in the Shurim, Mechdushe, again Rav Shimon Shkop, Mabetziah Simon Vav says similar, and the Chazanish and Erla Simon Gimel, Eis Beis, I think, is also saying similar. But Al Kopanim, that's at a learning, that the Rosh holds it's the bitl of Yavish B'Yavish is the same as bitl of Lach B'Lach, has nothing to do with the fact that you're neming on that each one is mutter. Stam, you don't reckon with the Isser becomes mutter, kiritam ol bevasachas, and the Rashi holds, no, the side of bittul of Yavish B'Yavish is similar to the side of a Leichach HaRoiv, that you paskin, that each one comes in the Roiv, each one you paskin is mutter, but kiritam ol bevasachas, when you're vade doing an Isser, you can't be mutter. But the G'dayli Achreinim, I think, don't hold this way. The Taz in Simon Kuvtesiv Katan Aleph says a Loshin, Hechmiru Shal Yechel Shloshtim Ke'echad, the Manashach Eichel Issa Ba'isa Achila. The Chazal Machmir, not to eat them all together. It sounds Hechmiru. It sounds like it's a Dinder Abanan. Pimagadim Klor says that it's Midder Abanan. Midder Angst of the Rajbis, Maidavani Kritim of Asachas. And he says it's Pashit. Lach Balachi Kritim of Asachas. Avadi Yavish B'Yavish also. It's a Dinder Abanan. The Chavis Das says it's in Simon Sadeches Sivkan Ches. The Ad Yehuda that we mentioned, Simon Kavtes Sivkan Ches says it. And the Mishnah Berurah also, in Simon Tafnam Zayin Sivkan Lamed, he also says it's Derabbanan. Because it comes out in Afgamina, the Shaila is, if you have a piece of Chametz, which got a Taruvis between two pieces of Matzah, let's say the Chametz looks exactly like Matzah, you don't know which is Matzah, which is Chametz, Chad Betrei Batel, is there a din bal yirah? Because according to the Rosh, they shouldn't talk upon him, there has to be a din of bal yirah. Because it's batal. The din that chametz is not batal is a din derabanan, and could be it's only if it was in Sarav on Pesach. But according to the Rosh, but there's yisayid to eat them bevasachas, it's asr, so who would din bal yirah? You're doing that bevasachas. So then it will come out that it's asr. So that's in the Mishnah Berurah paskins. That Chad betray batal, he'd have to be mevarit before Pesach. But he says in the Sharetzin that it's midar abanan, because the whole Rashbi says midar abanan, kemavur in the achreinim, he means the Taz and the Prima Gadim and the Chavis Das in Simon Kuftes. And the Rashbi is mashman that way, and Rav Shimon is mazbidis in Shar Dalin, in Shar Gimel Perik Tes. Rav Shimon is mazman, Shar Yesh is Shar Gimel Perik Tes. Ravada, the Rashba and the Rosh are both maskim that the Yisayid of Bittul of Yavish B'Yavish is the same as Lach B'Lach, that the Issa becomes Paka. Now they were bothered, the Rashba was bothered by Akasha. We know Midar Abanan, you need Shishim. We know Midar Abanan, they weren't saying Mechachad betray Bottle. If you have Nevela that gets mixed into Shkut, you need Shishim. So how could it be that Chad betray Bottle, you don't need Shishim? So the Rishonim hold, you do need Shishim. The Rishonim being the Raivin, the Rashba there, and the Ranan Chulin on the Gemara of Daf Kuf brings the Raivin that you need Shishim. The Rishonim say Rashi holds you need Shishim. We're not sure where that Rashi is. The Beis Yosef and Simon Kuftes holds the Rambam holds you need Shishim. That even by Teruvis of Yavish, but Yavish you need Shishim. But Rav Rishonim hold that you don't need Shishim, and that's how we paskin. By Teruvis of Yavish, but Yavish, Chad betray Batul, even in the Rabban. So the Rashi was bothered. Why? What's if Shat Lach Balach you need Shishim? And Yavish B'Yavish you don't need Shishim. So the Rosh, who holds that you could eat it all B'Vasachas, he says the Teretz, and the Ra'ah and Bedek Abayis also says the same Teretz, that the reason why you need Shishim is Gzeira Adumin B'Sheinemina, like we spoke before. If you have Nevela that's going into potatoes. So you could taste the nevela, that means they're ice it sasser. It's not bottle if you could taste it. So now you have, let's say, nevela into shkuta. It's the same min, the same taste. It all tastes like meat. So that's not a problem, midir isa. But midir abonim, they were geyser any time. It's lach balach. They were geyser. That maybe people wouldn't differentiate between if you could taste it and you can't taste it. So they said you always need shishim, because if it's more than shishim, there's no time. Mashenkin yavish b'yavish, where there is no physical teruvis. It's not nivlal together. Each piece is separately. There's no gzeira. Because even min b'sheina mina, you can't taste it. Because you can't taste the issa when eating the heter. So it's not, that wouldn't be a sea, but not to be bottle. So mamela, there's no problem. There's no gzeira of min b'sheina minai. Because once it's not nivlal together, the gzeira is by nivlal together. The minai has the same issa of min b'sheina minai, because by min b'sheina minai, that's an issa der isa, because you could taste it. Mashek and yavish b'yavish, which is not nivlal together, there's no din of shishin. That's the Rosh's teretz. But the Rashba didn't like that teretz. Because the Rashba al-Chazal wouldn't make such a chilek. So the Rashba's teretz is that when were there abona matzuch shishim? When there's vada iser. Vada iser needs shishim. So lach b'lach, when every single spoonful you're going to take is going to have some iser there, it's a complete mixture, it's a physical mixture. On vada iser, you need shishim. Mashen kin yavish b'yavish. Since every piece you're going to eat might not be yasser, it's suffik iser. On suffik iser, Chazal said, you don't need shishim. But it's all negated to the chumra derabanan of shishim. The Rashba said that svara, that since you're eating it bezeh chazeh, so memela, you don't not necessarily eating an iser, that's why Chazal weren't matzuk shishim. Because that was the gather of Chazal. They didn't want to be mechalik stam between if it was nivl or not nivl. There's a shir. The shir is shishim. So why doesn't that apply to yavish b'yavish? And Teretz Dr. Rashba is, because the shir was given when eating a vada iser. So lach b'lach, you're always eating iser. They have rav heter. Rav's not enough, you need shishim. Mashenk and yavish b'yavish, everything I eat might not be iser. So there rav's enough. But it's only been a gay of the derabanan. I mean, their isa, their Rashba's maskim, that you could eat them all b'vasachas. So oibazai, according to the Gdolei HaPoskim, the Taz, the Prima Gadim, the Chavis Das, the Ad Yehuda, and the Mishneh Berurah, there's no machlekes Rashba and Rosh in the Yisayit of Bittul of Yavish B'Yavish, if it's out Haloicha Achiroi, what's Bittul B'Roi, V'zicha Bittul B'Roi, V'zicha Paka. It's only an Issa Derabanan, a Din Derabanan, to explain why you don't need Shishim. And now let's discuss another inyan that Taisus discusses here. The Gemara's kasha was that you should say bittul b'rayv if a shor niskal or chatas amesa is nesayiv with the kachim, so say bittul b'rayv and let them all be mutter. And the Gemara's teretz was, the Gemara goes into the issue of davar shebeminyan, like we explained with eshadak lemanis and kol shadak lemanis, and then on the next blunt, the Gemara says the teretz that balei chayim aren't bittul. Now Taisus asks the kasha, why don't you say a different teretz that a berry is not bittul? And that you find the Gemara in Chulin Daf Kuf, where the Gemara says if a Gid HaNoshe was an Sarev between other Gidim, you have a bunch of Gidim, you don't know which one is a Gid HaNoshe and which one is a regular Gid, which is Mutter, you have to throw them all out. So Gemara has the same kash of a Levatul Beruba, let the Gid HaNoshe become Batul Bereith. And the Gemara says, Beri Yashani, that it's a Bria, a Beria. Probably accurate to say Bria, a creation, but the Olam calls it Beria. We'll also call it Beria. Now, since it's a full creation, it's a full Gid HaNoshe, it's a full creation, so Meilon Ezech Shivis is not Batul. So the Shaila is, why wouldn't that be a Teretz here? That it's a Beria. It's a Beria. Then why wouldn't the Shara Niskol or the Chattas HaMesa be a Beria, and Meilon, it shouldn't be Batul. Now you find the din of Beria, the Gemara says by Gid HaNoshe, like we said. You also find the Gemara in Chul Nafkuf Beis, where the Gemara says like this. The Gemara says that a Tzipa Tahir, while it's alive, you get Malkus if you eat a Kolshu, even if it's a Kolshu, even if it's less than a Kazayis, if it's a kosher bird, and the punkt is less than a Kazayis, but it's alive, you get Malkus, because it's a Beria. and Memela is a din of Avim and Achai, and they get Malkus. Because Beria, there's two times we find the din of Beria. You find the din of Beria in Lagabi Bittel, that the Gemara says that Gidan Nosha, Kulan Dafkov, Gidan Nosha is not Bittel because it's a Beria. And you find the din of Beria Lagabi Malkus, that you don't need a Kazayas when you have a din Beria. So the Gemara says that a Tzipa Tahira, if it's a kosher bird, if it's b'chayel, then it's b'kolshu. If it's b'misasa, then you need a kezayis. Mashayik and a tzipa tmeya. So b'im b'chayel, b'im b'misasa, they're both a kolshu. Because a tzipa tmeya would have a din of a barrier, and a tzipa tahir would not. Only b'chayel, it's evim and achay. So here you see like this. You see, a gidah nosh is called a barrier. Then we see that the Gemara said it, actually, legabi bittel, that a gidah nosh is not bottle because it's a barrier. We find that Avim and Achai is called a barrier. We find the Vela is not called a barrier. The Tzipatayr b'misos is in a Vela, and the Nikazai is not called a barrier. Vashayin and Oif Tameh, there you find that Bein b'misos and Bein Mechia, that is called a barrier. Now you also find that a Sheretz, Achol Nemola Achas, the Mishnah says in Makkos is Chayiv, and the Gemara explains that Neishu Kibriyasa. So you find that a namala, a bug, is also called a barrier. So here's the problem the Rishonim have. Gina nosha, oif tame, a trefa bird, evim and achai, and shrotzim, all there you find it in a barrier. Gina nosha says it lagabe bittel, and oif tame, and evim and achai, and namala, it says it lagabe getting malchus for less than a kazai, which is the same thing. Masha'en came the Issan of Vela, we find, doesn't have a din barrier. And we don't find the din barrier by Chalev or by Dam. And here in the Gemara, by Sharon Iskol and Chadis Amesa, also we're not saying that there's any din barrier. There'll be din barrier. The Gemara should have answered that a barrier can't be bottle. So how do we understand it? What's a barrier? What's not a barrier? Why is a Gira Nosha or an Avim and Achai or an Oif Tamei or an Amala a barrier? Vashengin a Sharanisko, or a Chantas HaMesa, or a Nevela, an entire Nevela, an Oif Tara B'misasa, or Chalev, or Dam, let's say all the Chalev in the animal, all the Dam in the animal, is not a barrier. So there are two Shitas in the Rishonim, how to understand it. Taisus here, and Taisus Chulun Dafkuf, and the Russian Chulun Neon Dafkuf, and the Smag, in Lav and Kuf Lamites and the Sefer Truma Simen Nun, Baliatesis, they all say that the aside of barrier is, like the Gemara says in Shavuos, that Mefarish Nami Kaberi Adami, that when a person's Mefarish is Shavuah, and he says a Shavuah that he won't eat a Kolshu, that he doesn't need a Kazayas, because Mefarish is Kaberia. When you say clearly that you want less than a Kazayas, you want this thing, even though it's less than a Kazayas, so that gives it a din of a barrier. Who within barrier means kamefarish? That's a taisha barrier. Which means, the Torah says, lo yechel gid hanasha. The gid. If you have a gid, that's what the Torah said. So even if it's less than a kazayis, but the Torah is mefarish, don't eat the gid. A gid, this is a gid. It's less than a kazayis, it's called a barrier. Who within avim and achai, lo yechel anefesh and mabasa, means an aver. So the Torah is mefarish and aver. Who within an aif tame, called tzipar, that all these things, the Torah says, don't eat this bird, so even if it's less than a kazayis, the Torah is mefarish. Hosheritz also, the Torah is mefarish, because that's what it's called. This is called a gid. This is called an aver. That is what the Torah asked. This is called a aif tame or a sheritz. Mashengen sharaniskal, the Torah never said, don't eat a sharaniskal. The Torah said, le'achal es b'sarei. Don't eat the basar of the sharanisko. So the Torah was never mefarish anything. The Torah said basar. The Torah said chalev. The Torah said nevela. Nevela doesn't mean a dead animal. That's not what a nevela is. Nevela means meat of a dead animal. So a half of a nevela is nevela the same way a whole nevela is nevela. It's not a nevela. It's nevela. Nevela, it's not an actual item. So male is not Shaykh Beria. The Torah wasn't Mefarish this. The Torah said a general thing. Chalev, Dam, Nevela, Basar of Sharaniskal, Leichol, Spisarei. That doesn't pass a Din Beria. The Yesod HaBeri is, the Torah said, defined an object. And that is the object. And if you cut this object in half, half of it is not the object that the Torah defined the Isser. It's not the Shema Isser. The Shema Isser is this object, and less than that is not the Shema Isser. So that only apply to Gid, where the Torah said, Leisaychel Gid Anasha, to Eif Tami, where the Torah said, Leisaychel the Eif, Leisaychel the Sheretz, Eivim Menachai. Also, Taisus says, Leisaychel Nefeshim Abasa means Eiver. You have to know exactly why. Mashen Kain, Nevela, Chalev, Dam, Sharaniskel, where the Torah defined, only said Basar of Sharaniskel, Chantas HaMesa. There is no specified item which the Torah was mefarish. The Torah was mefarish, a specific item, and you have that item that has the chashivas not to be bottled. And that has the din that it doesn't need the kazayis because you have the specific item that the Torah was talking about. It's not an item. That's one mahalach in the din of Beri. Taisus over here, and kama other rishayim. The other mahalach, it comes from the Ramban and the Rajba in Chulin and the Ran. On the Gemara of Dafkuf and Aleph with Tzadik Tesim and Beis, and the Gemara by Gid Anosha. It's also in the Torah Sabayis L'Rajba, Bayis Dalad, Shar Aleph. They have a completely different mahalach. It has nothing to do with the Torah being mefarish Hashema Issa, the Torah itemizing, being mefarish, being specific about a specific item for the Issa. It's not what a berry is. A berry means a complete creation. Something which is a complete creation, that is chashivas, and the male of that doesn't need a kazayis, and Mimela, that can be bottled. But there are three tanot, and that's why you find some things are a berry, some things are not. There are three tanot. One tanai is that it has to be a Brias Neshama. And that comes from the Gemara, in the Mishnah in Makkos, Daf Yud Gimel, where Rabbi Shimon asks that the Chacham that say that Nemola, Yechayiv, even though they have a Gezayis, say how come by a Chita of Tevel, you have a full chita, it also should be a beria. So the Gemara says that the Chacham answered the question that you need a Brias Neshama. Brias Neshama Chashiva, if it's not a Brias Neshama, it has to be a live creation. Not in plant life. It has to be an animal, live creation. That's what a beria is. So Taisus says that we know all that way. Taisus holds that the real terrorist to the Kasha, why in the mullah, you can eat it, you get malchus even if you don't eat the kazayis. Even the mashu, you get malchus. And the chita, you don't. It's like we said. Because the Torah never said, don't eat a chita of tevel. The Torah said, don't eat tevel. The Torah said, v'lo'isachalu v'skachi b'nei Yisrael, eisa she'yirimu mimenu, that you can't basidim l'chuma kasim adab, but the Torah gave the thing, you can't eat before chuma. The Torah never specified an item. So mele, a chita is not a beria. So why the chacham answer of Shimon, so the Braisa and Makis on that Tezayin and Medbeis, why did they answer Brias Neshama Chashiva Brias that Achit does not have Brias Neshama? Lizvarov, they didn't give the right answers. A lot of times, let's say the Tanam go. The fact that they gave that argument doesn't mean they themselves ascribe to the argument. Avadi, no need a Brias Neshama. The real answer is that a berry is only when the Torah defined and specified an item for the Yisr. But the Rishayim say no. The Rishayim say no. It is a good answer. You need a Brias Neshama. But they hold the Gid Hanash is also called the Brias Neshama, because it came from the Neshama. It came from an animal. So that's called the Brias Neshama. Mashain Kain, anything which is not an animal, a chita, any plant, that can't be a beria. That's the first rule of the three. The second rule is that it has to be a type of thing which when you split it, it loses its name. And this is different than the Rishayim that's saying that it has to have the Shema Isser. And when you split it, it loses the shame of Isser. It's not the item, the Torah asset. They're not saying shame Isser. They're talking about the shame of the chayfetz. Lafuki lamashal chaylev. You can't have one chaylev and two chaylevs. There's no such thing. It's all chaylev. You can't have one dam and two dams. It's all dam. They hold that's called Brias Neshama. But that's not a Briya B'chlal, because it's not an item. It has to be an item. It doesn't have to be an itemized Isser. It doesn't have to be an Isser item, but it has to be an item. So that's why a gid anosh is an item. It's a gid. You cut it, it's half a gid. Chalev is not a chalev. And you cut it, it's half a chalev. Chalev is chalev. It's not an item. The same thing with dam. So that's the second tonight. First tonight is it has to be a Brias Neshama. It has to be an animal or at least come from an animal. And the second tonight is that it has to be that it is an item. It has a shame. It has a thing. It's called a certain item. And when you cut it up, then you don't have that item anymore. But it's still not explained, the Gemara in Chulin Kuf Beis that we mentioned, that says that a tzipa tahira b'chayel is b'kol shu, that's an evim and achai, that's a bris neshama, it's a whole tzipar, it's an item, fine. And a tzipa tmeya, we understand, bein mechayel, bein mimisasa, is b'kol shu, because it's an item. But why a tzipa tahira, when it dies, needs a kezayis, baita, it's a tzipar. So why, l'gai b'dis in the veil, don't we say the dinner barrier? And what's the Agamar? Why by Yishar Niskel you don't see the dinner barrier? Why by Chadis Amesi you don't see the dinner barrier? So here the Rishayim say the third Tanai, that you need it to be Asim Atchilis B'Yasai. And really Rashi says this already, in Chul and Kavbeiz and Mabeiz, that the veil is not called a barrier because it's not Asim Atchilis B'Yasai. So here you have the two Shittas. You have the Shittas Taisis and the Balei Taisis, the Rosh, the Smag, the Tsefer Chuma, that says that the Yisai, the barrier is an itemized Isser, a mefaresh, the Torah specified a certain item, and that item becomes a barrier. You don't need a kezayis, and it's not bottle. And the other Rishayim says nothing to do with the Torah specification, how the Torah referred to this. That's not the issue. A barrier is anything which is a complete creation. But there are three tanan. There's a tanai that you need a brias neshama, lafuke, arla, and klayakarim, an apple, an orange, a wheat, whatever it is, any complete barrier that's aser, as Arlo, Klayakarim, or Tevel, or whatever the case may be, that can't be a barrier simply because you need a Brias Neshama. Taisus holds it can't be a barrier. You don't need a Brias Neshama, Taisus holds. He says, Gidanash is not called a Brias Neshama. And those things are not a barrier because the Torah never itemized, don't need a pre, or don't need a chita. The Torah said, don't need general. Haratim alasai. In general, don't need Arlo, don't need Klayakarim, don't need Tevel. The Torah never itemized anything. Afuge gina nasha or tzipa tameya or even eva menachai. But the other Rishayim, well, no, you don't need the Torah to itemize. The fact is, it's not a brias nesham. That's one tnai. Second tnai is you need that yichalek should be ein shmoyalov. And like we said, the Rishayim are not saying the shame of iser; they're saying the shame of the chayvitz. But afuge things like chaylev or dam or things like that, where that's not called the bria. There's no creation here. There's no one thing. And the Pshaz, I have a complete thing, and if I cut it, I don't have the complete thing anymore. It doesn't exist. Chalev is just fat all over the goof. Dam is just all over the goof. There's no one thing. But if you have a complete animal, or a complete aether, and you cut up the animal, and now it's not an animal anymore. You cut up the aether, it's not an aether anymore. So that's called a barrier. That's the second tonight. And the third tonight is the Isser has to be something which is Asr Metchilas B'Yasai. Like if tamei, like in anasha, of course, chaylev, dam, klai, kerman, olu also would have that. That's what you need the other to know. But you'd have that thing. But lafuke nevela, which the issa came later, lafuke shor niskel, lachatas and mesa, within the issa came later. That's the third tonight. So pashas is no nafkamina alacha between the two shittas. Everyone agrees that a gid anasha, an evim and achai, an oif tamei, and a sheretz are all called barriers. And everyone agrees that there's no din of beria by nevela, and by chaylev, and by dam, and by erlim, and by klayakarim, and by devil. The only question is why? Is it because beria can mefarish can beria, that's the yisayda davar? Or no, a beria is kishma, a complete creation, but you need those tanaim. Beria is neshama, yechalik ein shmayalav, and asim etchilas b'yasai. But the crazy place in Siman Kuf wants to say that there is an afkamin al halacha. Because he says that the bugs and the vegetables don't become usher until they go on the ground. So Mamela, according to the Taisis and the Rush and Oshitas, the first sheet that's the itemized, so Ter Asin Shratz and itemized the Isser. It's to specify this item. So Mamela, that's why the Rush, the Chuvas Rush says that there's a problem with bugs and the vegetables because they have a Nineveh barrier. Mashain Kane, Lefi, the Rajba, the Ramban, and the Ran. That you need asr mitchilas b'yasai, he says the bugs and the vegetables don't become asr until they go on the ground. They have to be a sheretz al aretz. So mele, it's not called asr mitchilas b'yasai. And mele wouldn't have a din beria, and it wouldn't be a problem with vegetables. But he writes like this. He writes, with chas v'shalom, I'm not coming to be makel on the issur of bugs and the vegetables. Al titish tari simecha. Does he want to say like this? that the Rosh is l'shitasa. The Rosh holds barriers because the Torah specified the Yisr. So Mel, that's why he holds that the bugs are a barrier. Mashen Kane, we paskin, because the Shulchan Aruch brings down the other Torahs of the Ramban and the Rashba, that you need the three Tanon. So we paskin, you need the three Tanon, you need Asa Mitzchilas B'riyase. So Mel, that's why there wouldn't be a problem with barrier. But he says, not coming to me, Mekel, Chas V'Shalom, Altitish Torah Simecha. You have to go with the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says clearly that you have to check the vegetables. He's just saying it as a limud schus, because it's very, very hard, he says, for anyone to really make sure that all his food is bug-free. It's very, very hard. So Mele Pasha to help out, to be a limud schus, I'd rather you have to try as hard as you could, but a limud schus, according to the Shittas, that bury you need these three tnom on the shorts, you don't have to try of asam tchilas b'yasa. That's what the place he says. So the Chavis Das in Simon Kuf, he says, he argues on the place. He says, the Gemara says not the way. The Gemara says clearly that if you eat one Namola, you chayev malchus without a gezayis, vaysteins. Even though Namola needs to be sheretz al eretz in order to be yasser. But still, it is called a barrier. Everyone agrees that Namola is a barrier. It says often in the Gemara, it says the Pelot of Placey. He says, what's takib shat, though? So he says like this. He says, this teretz of asr and tchilis b'yasay doesn't mean chronologically. It doesn't mean when it became asr. He says, v'harayah. Nevela really is also asr mitchilas b'riyasei. Not only, I mean, I'll say even in a chay, that isr went off already. But there's another isr, a lot of Rishayim hold, that there's an isr asev ein azavuach. That a nevela, that animal which is not shechtan, is an isr asev ein azavuach. So, oy bazoi, how come when you have a chicken that's a nevela that gets mixed into other chickens, you don't save the problem of beria? Tepik later is an isif enes avuach. So it's also from tchilas b'riyasei, it's an isif enes avuach. If you're only to reshain him that the yisayid of Beri is any complete creation but needs the three tanaim, so it has, of course, the tanai of Beri's neshama, and it has the tanai of Yicholak Shmayalov, and the chayid also has the tanai of asim tchilas b'riyasei because of the isif enes avuach. So it's enes avuach, it should be asim tchilas b'riyasei. And he says, let's say a treifa. Treifa, we say, is not a beria. But let's say an animal was created a treifa. Sometimes you have an animal which was born missing an important neighbor. So it's a treifa mitchilas b'riyasei. But you don't say it's a barrier. So Zag D'chav is not. It's not a question of chronologically when it became aser. The question is it an issa be'etzim or an issa b'mikra? Is the thing intrinsically aser? Or is the thing aser because of something that happened to it? So it's not to say an issa mitchilas b'riyasei, what's the svara for that? But it's a svara. He said the barrier means a thing which is intrinsically aser, that has a chshivas, it's a whole bria, and this bria is intrinsically aser, so then you say barrier. So all these things, Iftameh, Ginanoshe, and who would Chaylev, and Nam, and Earl, and Klai Karim, and all these things which Yishayim have to say the other Tanam for, all these things are intrinsically aser. But Nevela is not intrinsically aser, it's really kosher meat. No, it wasn't shechted properly. It wasn't shechted. It wasn't killed in the right way. That's not an isser, which is be'etzim. That's an isser, which is mimikra. The Rishayim, he says, the Torah Sabayis, the Ran, they read this ice. They say tchilas b'riyasei, but they read ice, isur machmas atzma. That's the ik of art. Tchilas b'riyasei is just a proper. So he says, so who then shrots him, even if you would need a tanai that they'd have to walk on the ground, it doesn't matter. The Sheris of Vada is also mitchilas b'riyasei. Avad is also be'etzim. It's an etzim dikya isser. Even if it took time, it was created first and then it became aser. But the isser is an isser atzmi. Avad l'chuli alma, that will be called a barrier. Now, Mekivegan is the aris. He said he always had the kasha vein zavuach. And for Kert, he asked the kasha the way Mekivegan affect kashas. He used to ask it like this. Bishleim with the Gemara and Chulin Kuf Beis, I understand it. Because the Gemara and Chulin Kuf Beis is talking about Malkus. And there is no Malkus in Ein Zavuach. So you want to get Malkus for Nevela. Nevela only became Asa afterwards. It wasn't Issa Metchilas B'Yasa. Mashen came the Paiskim that are talking about Bittul. The Gemara never mentions Bittul, Lagabi the Din of Nevela. So maybe for Bittul, even if Nevela would have a Din burial Lagabi Bittul, because the guy with the Isra say of Enes Vuch, it is also Mitzchilas B'Riyasei. That's why Mekveg always asks the Kasha. It's the Kasha of the Rishayim. Why did the Rishayim assume that when you have Taka, Rishayim, the Paiskim, when you have an avela which got mixed into shchutis, you don't say the din of beria because it's not asim tchilas b'yasai. It's not true. It is asim tchilas b'yasai. It's enis avuch. Either Gemara says by an avela there's no din beria. That's the gabe malchus. The gabe malchus, you need the lav. The lav wasn't there mitchilas b'yasai. Marshein glavi isin asay is genug. So it should be a problem with bittel. He said that was the kasha you always had. And he says he doesn't like the Chavis Dasis Teretz. Chavis Dasis Teretz says it doesn't make a difference if it's chronological. The difference is, if it's Asa Be'etzim, he says, what about Eva Menachai? Why is Eva Menachai Asa Be'etzim? Eva Menachai, the Gemara says, is a barrier. Why is that Asa Be'etzim? What's the chiluk between Eva Menachai and Enizvuch? He says he doesn't have a pshat. Eva Menachai and a veil, he understands. Eva Menachai happened to be the Metchilas Briyasa. The veil only came later, fine. But Enizvuch was the Metchilas Briyasa. Now he's saying because it's a kosher min, it's just because something happened to it. It's an Issa B'mikra, that's good for Sharon Iskol. And that's for Sharon Iskol, Chadis Amesa, and a veil. He said, but Eva Menachai is also a kosher min. What's the chiluk? What's the chiluk Eva Menachai and Enizvuch? He doesn't understand the Chavis Dasis Teretz. No, Ashtarik Akasha. But I think what the Chavis Das means is like this. Eva Menachai is not missing a hechsher. Eva Menachai, the yisoid of the iser is that a live animal is treif. A live animal is a min iser. A live, even a kosher animal, if it's live, a live animal has it in a min iser. To be matim as a davar slightly, other Marishan couldn't eat any animal, it says. Noach had a heter to eat an animal. His heter was, kier kesev asad lechem eskoil. And in that heter it says, ach, es domei, benafshe loise chelu. Vasa benafshe domei loise chelu. So the whole heter that he had to eat animals b'chlal, the whole heter, everyone has to eat animals, starts when the animal dies. When the animal's alive, it's not food, it's a miniser. Ein ezavuch is a pshat, it's missing a hechsher. V'zavachta v'achalta. You need a hechsher of zvicha. So that means it's really kosher. You need a hechsher. It's missing a hechsher. That's called an issa mikri. It's not missing a hechsher. Dying is not a hechsher to eat it. When it's alive, it's treif. That's called the minis. That's what I think the Chavis Das means. Al kapanim, that's a two sleep. That's a two sheet. This. Taisus holds barriers can mefarish. And the reason why Sharon Iskol and Chantus Amesa and all these things are not barriers because the Torah never was mefarish that the shor is also, that the Chantus Amesa, that the animal is aser. My gin and asher, Torah says the gin is aser. The evim and achai is aser. The oif tomei is aser. Hashengim and nevela. Nevela doesn't mean a nevela. It's not a nevela. Nevela is a shame klali. There's no item that's aser. Another shenim is not totally in that. You don't need an item that's aser. You need a bria. Now you have three tanaim. Master bria's neshama. It has to be a yecholik shmeyalov. And it has to be an Issa Be'etzim, and that's why Sharon Iskol and Chattas Amesa and Nevela, they're not called an Issa Be'etzim. The Rishayim say, B'tchilas B'yasei, like we were married. That's why it's not a barrier. Now, one other inyan, in discussing things that are chashev and not batal, so we have what Agamara discusses about Davashe B'minyan, Kol Shirei Limanis, Es Shirei Limanis, and we have what the Gemara says, the Maskana Balei Chayim, and we have what we just spoke out from the Gemara in Chulin, Beria, and there's one other thing there in the Gemara in Chulin that it says in the Mishnah there that a chatichas nevela that got mixed up with other chatichas, you have to throw them all out. And the Gemara says it should be batal b'roiv, and the Gemara says chatichas different because it's royal eskabed b'fnei archim. You could give it as roiv and covet to the archim. That's chash if it's not batal. Known commonly in the Pesachim is the chaticha royal eskabed. So Taisus asks a kasha, so what's the Gemara's kasha here? You have here a gigantic shor that's much more chashev than all chaticha. And he says, you have these things that are darker limonais. You have remainim and a geizim and things like that. Okay. I mean, of course, a big shor is much more chashev than all of that. So what's the shaila if you find darker limonais is good enough? You have a geizim, you have remainim. And you have even of Chatichas Basa, which is not Darki Lemonis, but it's Royal Eskavav Nei Archim, and then you have a whole big shor. So of course it's too chashev to be batal. What's the Gemara's kasha? So Taisa says that since it's Tumah Chatayis HaMesis, and Chatayis also is Chatas Ha'if, and Chatas Ha'if could be a kleinchig of Egelah, a little bird, which is not really chashev at all. So that's the Gemara's kasha. In the case of Chatayis, it makes even though Hitz is called a Zvachim, Zvachim means behemoth, and that's Eifus, but there's a Mishnah in Kina which talks about Eifus. Savada means Eifus also. So Mamela, that was the Kasha. The Kasha was from Eifus. That's what Taisus says. But the Lani Rishainim, the Rajbam, in Bayez Revi, Shar Aleph, and brought in the Turin, and Rishainim say it, the Ranachulin, that a Chatik Roy Leskabed is only when it's Roy as is. Some Rishainim say it has to even be cooked. They was talking about that you cooked a pot of meat, and then you found out that one of the pieces of meat isn't available. So Mel, that's a Chatik Roy Leskabed. They're all ready to cook. If it's raw, some Rishainim is not called Chatik Roy Leskabed. Also, it's only if the piece is already cut, even if you say Ruah, it's called Roy Leskabed, but it's already cut or even cooked. If you have it, say you cooked a big roast, and now you have to cut it into shtika, you have to cut it into nice pieces to be Roy Leskabed, but the violet's a big roast, and the roast of Nevela gets mixed up with other roasts, it's not called Roy Leskabed because no one serves a big roast to the Archim, you have to cut it into pieces. That's not called Roy Leskabed. And the Rai is from Agamara, because a shar was not bottle. A shar in Iskol. It's a shar. It's a big thing. It's not, it's bottle. You'd have to come out the other time and why it's not bottle. Of Darki Lumanais, or Balei Chaim, Teretzes, Vaisdeis. It's not royal escabit as is. So it's a machlaikas apaiskim bamasin. Tais is here, and the Russian Chulin, at the end of Giranashi Simulam Mazayan, the Russian Chulin also, he goes with Taisus. Says no such thing. Even if it's raw, it's called a chdich roi l'skabed. Even if it has to be cut, it's called a chdich roi l'skabed. It doesn't matter. And the teretz to Agamar would have to be that we're talking about eifes, because otherwise it would be a chdich roi l'skabed, and it would not be batal. But the Arishain and the whole, the Rush brings the Arishain and the Rashba, the Ran, chdich roi l'skabed means it's roi as is. If you have to be masakin it, you have to cut it, you have to cook it, whatever it is. It's bottle, doesn't have the din of Tichoril Eskabit. And there is a middle sheet, though, which the term they say should bring down, the smack and the sharidura, that hold that really it doesn't have to be roy as is. If it's raw, or if it has to be cut, that would be called a Tichoril Eskabit. But a Tarna Gailus B'nait Sasa, if let's say the feathers are still on the chicken when it got Nisarev, because this could happen, let's say in a Shlachtais, you have all the chickens, and then you made a mistake, one of them's in the Vela, and the Nevela got mixed in. You don't know which one. So that's not called a Chatech Roy L'Skabit because you need a Maisa Gadol. That's the Raif Mamasugya. Shar and Iskol, you need a Maisa Gadol. You have to skin it. So that's not called a Chatech Roy L'Skabit. So the Mechaber in Siman Kaf Aleph, he be'ikah paskins that you need a Chatech Roy L'Skabit as is, like the Rashban Ran. He brings Yesh Cholkin B'Cholzeh. That's the Rosh. And the Ramon makes his Pshara. He says the minig is to be Machmav Chatech Roy L'Skabit, even if it's bigger, even if it has to be cut, even if it has to be cooked. But Tanagelis, when it's Sasa, then we'll make them, because that needs a Maisa Gadol. I wanted a tiny bissel. I think they're arguing be a sign, and the Rashba holds that Davashib Minyan is a Siba. It's a Siba. The fact that it's a Davashib Minyan, the fact that you always count it, that's what makes it it's not Batul. Mashenkin is Shar, even though a Shar would seem to be more Chashib, but a Maisa Sharim are at least sometimes sold as a herd, they're not sold with an exact count, and therefore it doesn't have din of davshu minyan if you hold eshet arki limonis. Chatech roi l'skabed is a siba. You have to actually go be mechabed arich with it. This you can't be mechabed arich is as is, doesn't have that siba, memele it's batal. Now saying it, Taisus sounds like he's saying it's a simen. Taisus is like bothered, he says, what? Even a chatech is not batal. Even a egois is not batal. Even a riman is not batal. This is definitely more chasher than that. He's not trying to figure out if technically it's Roy L'Skabed, it's not Roy L'Skabed. The point is, if you see that a chatech is too chasha to your bottle, it's Roy L'Skabed, fine. An egg is in a riman, a too chasha to your bottle because the davar should mean, a shor gadol is definitely more chasha than that. That's why I think Taisus was bothered with. That's why Taisus didn't accept the teretz that it has to be Roy L'Skabed as is. Well, like, there's another nekuda also, and B'Kveg asked a kasha, later on in Taisus, the Gemara talks about, he brings down the Gemara in Yevamos that talks about if a chaticha of chatas tmeya gets mixed up with chatichas of chatas tahiris. You had, in the Beis HaMikdash, they were cooking up the meat for the chatas, and one of the pieces of meat became tame, and it got mixed in with all these pieces of meat. So the Gemara says it's batul. So Fek Taisus, why isn't a chaticha ruya liskabin? Why isn't the meat a chaticha ruya liskabin? So Taisus says, because you can't be miskabin with the meat of the chatas, because only kahanim can eat it. So the Rashi says stam, because since you can't be miskabin with stam arachim, because only kahanim can eat it, that alone is not called ruya liskabin. Taisus is a little bit more than that. Even with kahanim, you can't be miskabin, because they it's not theirs. You all get it. That's the pshat that you could offer it or serve it to anyone. You have to eat it yourself. So that's not called Ruil Eskabed. See, the person can speak out. Ruil Eskabed means after it's batal. I mean, Avada, it's not called Ruil Eskabed when it's asked about. No, but the Teretz says, but if it would be batal, it would be Ruil Eskabed. So Mela, let's say you have a piece of Nevela. Nevela is not Ruil Eskabed. But if the nevela will be batal and all the shkutas, so then it'll be royal eskabed. Mashen can hear, even if the chatas tmeya is batal and all the chatas tayers, it's still not royal eskabed because the chatas tayers is also not royal eskabed because only kanim can eat it and only petayers chaluka, they can't serve it to the archim. So Mekveke asks, if that's true, so what's Taisus kasha b'chlal? Here we're talking about karbanis. The question is, should we yemusa kulan or should we bring them as karbanis? Kabbanis and not royal liskabed b'chlal. As a fellow, the same Taisus at the end of Taisus said that the chatichas by the chatas are not called royal liskabed because it can't be mechabed archim with it. So the shah here also, it's a carbon. It got mixed up with kabbanis. Kabbanis are not called royal liskabed. What's fact, Taisus? And why do other Rishayim also bring a rayin from this Gemara? Taisus is that's the name of the other Rishayim bring a rayin from this Gemara. That if he needs tircha, it's not called royal eskabes, it's not royal eskabes as is. It's anyway not royal eskabes, it's a carbon. So the crazy place in Simon Kefalef answers, the Rebbe brings it in the next shtickle. He's mechavim to the answer. He's just mefalpel about it. Like the crazy place also for Shims of the Gemara and Tumura, that there we're talking about the carbon was brought already. The only thing you can do with the chaticha is eat it. That's not called royal eskabes. But Hashem came bringing a carbon. That's royal eschabed. You're being eschabed with this carbon of the Melech Malchi Amlochim. You're bringing the boss of the carbon, the chelim of the carbon onto the Mizbeach. That's royal eschabed. So that's why Taisus had it for Akasha. You can't say because the carbon is not royal eschabed. That's only after the carbon was brought. The piece of the carbon, which is Nechal Akadim, that's not royal eschabed. But the live carbon, that's Enlech royal eschabed G'del Mizu. That's the terrace of the place. Mekveke also was nachas to this terrace. They're just both of them are mefalpel for shims with the Gemara and Tumur.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Mara Meklemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.